Hello, I'm Darren Wright. As many of you know, I live in Joplin, Missouri, which was home to a brutal E5 tornado with winds of up to 200 miles per hour and that killed around 140 people. There are hundreds of people that are still homeless after this tornado. If you want to help, visit helpjoplin.com or rebuildjoplin.org for more information. This episode of The Geek Cave was recorded before the storm. Please, we need your help.
Hey nerds, we understand you. Clean your glasses and ready your retainers for some hard-hitting talk about the movies, games, and other stuff you care about. It's time to step into the Geek Cave. Now, broadcasting from a secret and totally awesome hidden base, here are your hosts, Darren Wright and Justin White.
And welcome back into the Geek Cave once again, everybody. I'm Darren.
I'm Darren's evil twin. You know how I'm evil? Because I don't wash my hands after going to the bathroom.
He's pretty darn evil, folks.
And I'm Justin.
Yeah. And this is another exciting edition of the Deep Cave. Thank you very much to everyone who's responded to us. We've had a lot of comments lately, I think.
Yeah. Before we get going, I do want to issue an apology. For those of you who do or do not know... it's recently come out that Arnold Schwarzenegger and his wife Maria are splitting up, and I personally feel responsible because of the very accurate and precise impression I did of him on the last Geek Cave. I honestly think what happened was he told Maria he was somewhere. She heard the Geek Cave, thought, well, that lying so-and-so, and...
I know.
So, you know, Maria, it was me. It was I know it sounded like Arnold, but it wasn't. It was me. It was me, Maria. See, it's just me. And I swear, take him back. He didn't do anything, unless he did, in which case, kick his ass to the curb.
You know, the thing is, though, he hadn't given his wife information about the Governator comic yet.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel it's also our fault because we were talking about it.
That's true.
So she found out about the comic from us.
Yeah. So, again, sorry, Arnie.
We got your back.
Yeah.
We got your back. All right, well, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Stay tuned for the third segment. We have reviews of the Smallville finale.
Yes.
We have review of Thor.
Yes.
My God, it's been a good summer for nerds already.
Yes, it has.
And we're going to have a special guest in the third segment.
Uh-huh.
And this is someone that you are not going to want to miss. You're going to want to meet him. He's, well, let's just say there's a reason he's being invited onto the Deep Cave.
Oh, yeah.
So... Let's get started talking comics. I'll go ahead and take first shot at Marvel. Well, first, Marvel, let me say, you can do better. All right, now, here's what we're looking at.
Isn't that what we've been saying all along?
Amazing Spider-Man is about to reach a milestone number, 666.
Isn't that, oh my God.
Yes, it's the mark of the spider. Because that is when Manhattan becomes Spider Island. Marvel's promoting a really big crossover event. It's all going to be about Spider-Man. It's one of the two big summer events they have going on.
Isn't that where they vote off a different spider every week?
No. No, you're thinking of another show.
Ah, okay, never mind.
But anyway, July 27th is when Amazing Spider-Man 666 comes out, and basically it boils down to everyone on Manhattan has Peter Parker's abilities all of a sudden.
Can you imagine the cost of cleanup from the webbing?
Alone. And not only that, but a few of Spidey's old nemeses are getting involved. Venom's going to be involved, which that's, you know, if it's a Spider-Man event, Venom's involved anyway. But keep an eye open for that, and also... The really big summer event is going to be Fear Itself.
Or Everyone Gets a Hammer.
Everyone Gets a Hammer. I don't know if you've seen the promo images. But it is really going to center around a small group of heroes, particularly Spider-Man, Captain America, Thor, Iron Man, I think the Hulk.
Yeah.
And Wolverine, because Wolverine's in everything. But five or six characters, and yeah, it basically, from what we've been able to gather so far, it has something to do with a lot of hammers. The Red Skull's involved. There's something to do with Hitler. We're not going to talk much about it because we don't want to spoil anything for you. I will say that of the two Marvel events going on this summer, even though Even though I have sworn off Spider-Man comic books, because of Joe Quesada, I am going to say that Spider Island will probably be the Marvel event to watch this summer. I know Fear itself is being promoted big. I know Everyone Gets a Hammer is going to be fantastic, and I'm sure it is, at least as far as a marketing standpoint is. But for Marvel Comics, even with Thor out in theaters, and believe us, folks, you're going to want to stick around for our review. It's good. The review's good as well. I think that Spider Island is going to be the one you want to follow. However, you know, the plot for Fear itself will also tie back into Civil War.
Oh, okay.
So you'll have a few books to go back and read and peruse. And it's just like any other comic company; you've got a few hundred books.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all I've got on the Marvel side. What's DC looking at?
Right now, the biggest thing out there is Flashpoint.
No.
Yeah. For those of you who are unaware, I'm not going to drop any major spoilers, even though everybody else has, and I'm really tempted to believe
me. We respect our listeners.
Yes, sort of.
We want you to go out and actually read these books and actually give these publishers the money that they're earning. We're not going to spoil it for you unless it's something really funny.
Oh, yeah.
But go ahead.
For those of you who don't know, Barry Allen, technically the second Flash, he was the first Flash in the all-red outfit with the yellow lightning bolt, and, you know, he's the most iconic-looking Flash. He died back in the early to mid-80s in Crisis on Infinite Earths. Well, and he's made several appearances, whether it's in ghost form or as part of the, quote, Speed Force, where all the speedsters get their power from. But he is actually back in real life. He was pulled out of the Speed Force. He's real again. You can touch him. You know, not that I'd want to, but, you know, he's real. And so they've gone through the whole storyline called Rebirth, written by Jeff Johns. Haven't read it yet, but since Jeff's involved, it's got to be good.
Same guy that made Hal Jordan a star.
Yeah, exactly. Where was I going with this? Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Flash Rebirth.
Yeah. So Barry Allen is back, and he got his own series again, the Flash series. Well, it's only run for 12 issues, and that's because after issue 12, Flashpoint starts. Flashpoint basically is the timeline rewritten. Everything has changed. Basically, Barry Allen wakes up at his desk from taking a nap or whatever. His mother is alive. He has no powers. The heroes that we know and love are either gone from the timeline or changed so drastically that you have no idea what's going on. Barry is confused as hell. And this is all as a result of one of his nemesis, Professor Zoom, or the Reverse Flash. Now, to me, that's a stupid name. It sounds like he should either run backwards really fast, or he should move really slow.
Flash Zorro.
Flash, yeah. And this guy's responsible for a lot of crap in Barry's life. He killed Barry's first wife, Iris, who was reincarnated in the future, so that's all good.
So it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay, yeah. He tried to kill Barry's second wife, and actually he killed Barry's first wife by vibrating his hand through her head. So, ouch.
Fun party trick.
Yeah. Come to find out that he is basically responsible for every bit of crap that's happened in Barry's life, all the way back to his mother's death when Barry was, like, a kid. Professor Zoom is a time traveler, by the way, folks, and can make Barry's life crap.
Yeah, in case you didn't figure that out.
Yeah.
From the...
So, I've picked up the first issue when it dropped, just on a whim. Because, I mean, it's been hyped and hyped and hyped, but they haven't given us any real tangible stuff to go on. Just pictures. I'm like, alright, what the heck. I picked it up, and let me tell you, folks, the hook at the end of this first issue alone, and there's five issues on top of all the other one-shots and miniseries. The twist at the end of this first issue was enough to make me go, "What?" I'm hooked, and I have to see how it ends. Now, that being said, Flashpoint is going to be a game changer for the DC Universe. That is my call on this, and I say that because when issue 5 drops on August 31st, that will be the only DC comic released that day.
I don't think they've ever done something like that.
They've never done anything like that. I mean, generally, if you've got a company-wide crossover going on, you'll have other issues of other story arcs in other books drop that day as well that have nothing to do with this. They're not even tie-ins. Nothing else is getting released on August 31st when Flashpoint 5 hits stands, because the next week, it seems like everything's going to start over, or, you know, whatever happens in Flashpoint is going to continue on come September. So go out, buy the issues, and we'll keep you informed. But it's looking like it's really going to be a good story.
Yeah, it is. It's looking fantastic, and I've actually been able to read a little bit of it. And another big thing that happened for DC Comics, you may have heard, it was maybe featured once or twice on the news, you know, it's been talked about a little bit, is Action Comics number 900.
Wait, who's in Action Comics?
It depends on what day it is. Lex Luthor has been until issue 900.
Yeah, but who's the main person?
Oh, gee, it's right on the tip of my tongue. There's, he was on TV this past Friday. You know, the guy with the red cape and the blue and, oh, Truth, Justice, and all that stuff.
Not
Superman. No. Superman.
Communist. I'm sorry, you were saying yes?
Yeah, this doesn't really count as a spoiler, because if you haven't heard it by now, then you haven't heard of the Deep Cave either. Superman renounced his U.S. citizenship in Action Comics 900.
I knew he was wearing way too much red.
Soviet
bastard.
The reason given, is, you know, he wants to police the world. He doesn't want to just police the U.S. anymore. A lot of people, specifically, you know, political conservatives, are jumping all over this. You know, oh, well, you know, Superman, you know, he hates America and all this. He never said he hated America. He just doesn't want to, represent America by itself anymore. He wants to be kind of a global guardian, and I can kind of see that. Action Comics 900 also wraps up the Black Reign storyline, which, let me tell you, turned out to be a lot better than everyone thought it would be. I mean, when they came out with the idea of, we're going to have Lex Luthor run Action Comics for a year, I mean, the idea at first was intriguing, but then it's like, okay, how are you going to make that interesting? But the Black Reign has actually proved to be quite the story.
Well, that's because Lex Luthor is a true-blooded American and would never turn his back on his country.
You getting ready for the Captain America movie, huh?
Hey, I mean, it says it all right there. Captain America.
F yeah.
Yeah, not Mr. Oh, I'm going to fly around and do this. Oh, I don't like the country that, you know, I've been living in so long. Blah, 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 blah.
You do realize he's an alien.
I don't care.
Technically, he's an illegal alien. They forged his birth certificate. Do you think he ran for president?
Maybe.
We're a little subdued, folks.
We have to look into this.
We are a little subdued.
Birthers, get on that.
Donald Trump, we're paging you. We've been filming a lot of bad image. We filmed a lot of bad Emmy earlier today, folks, so if we seem a little subdued, trust us. The energy is here. It's just in a more manageable form.
Yeah.
We need to go grab some Twinkies from the kitchen. So we're going to be right back. When we come back, we're going to talk about video games, Mortal Kombat review, and you may have actually not heard, if you only use the PS3 for your internet, something happened to the PSN. Something important. Something annoying.
I blame Superman.
More Deep Cave when we come back.
Are you a man but you're turned off by monster trucks? Have you ever watched The Bridges of Madison County? Have you forgotten how to scratch yourself? If so, talk to your doctor, because you could be one of the 10 million men suffering in silence from a condition known as menopause. Menopause afflicts men over the age of 40 and is one of the leading causes of depression, the loss of manliness, and the popularity of movies starring Owen Wilson. But there is hope. Girly Man No More. Girly Man No More has been scientifically and clinically proven to increase manliness. Talk to your doctor to see if Girly Man No More is right for you. Girly Man No More should only be used as directed by your physician. Possible side effects include death, sudden loss of limbs, temporary disembowelment, rage, clammy hands, hairy palms, hearing voices, busy signals, extreme attraction to squirrels, and fear of elevators. Girly Man No More is not for men who are pregnant or who may become pregnant. Do not take Girly Man No More if you have hands or if you are currently taking any other medicine. So talk to your doctor and call now for a free trial. Girly Man No More. Also available in a topical cream. But that's just wrong.
And welcome back into the Deep Cave, proudly sponsoring Girly Man No More. I'm Darren.
I'm Justin.
And just in case you know, we have a special guest coming up in the third segment. The Deep Cave is actually expanding. We're finally going to build that breakfast nook we've always wanted down here.
That's good, because Lord knows we need a breakfast nook.
We do.
Out of everything we need a breakfast nook.
Hey, sometimes when I get up and I read the really important news, you know, IGN.
The funnies don't count.
The really important news, IGN.com, IO9, Kotaku.
Okay.
I'm going to need some place to eat my rice cake. Otherwise, as my wife calls it, my manufactured air.
Yeah.
And no better place than Deep Cave Breakfast Nook. Anyway, this is the second segment.
And, for those who are counting.
A little bit of Deep Cave trivia. This is not the first time we've done this segment. And if Sony keeps this crap up, it won't be the last.
No.
See, what we're talking about, folks, is the PSN. I don't know if you heard, Justin, but
I don't know. Did I?
Well, it depends. How often do you use the PSN on your PS3, the PlayStation Network?
Well, it depends on whether it's running or not.
The PlayStation Network went down in April and was down for 22 consecutive days.
Yes.
Which
a new record, by the way.
If I were paying for the PlayStation Network, which if you're a PS Plus user you are,
yeah.
I would be very, very upset. Fortunately for me, I'm cheap. So I just had PSN free, but...
this is why we work out of a cave, folks.
The only problem is, hackers apparently upset over the whole removing Linux from the PS3 and then Sony actually suing someone who manipulated their code.
Yeah.
Heaven forbid they try to protect their own
hardware.
You know. I get it. You know, you're upset that Linux is no longer there. So you can't have that kind of Pokemon running on your computer anymore. I don't care. But get it, because Linux is a weird name. Anyway, long story short, hackers made off with personal data for over 70 million people or something like that?
Yeah, we're talking like names, addresses, emails, birthdays.
Possible credit cards.
Possible credit cards, yes.
Sony says they're encrypted, but Sony also said the PlayStation was unhackable. So, yeah.
Wah, 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 wah.
You might want to get that stuff changed. But, lo and behold, Kevin Butler appeared in... On a white stallion, drinking unicorn tears, and gave us the PSN back.
Yeah.
And then it was hacked again.
Yeah. Wait, what?
The email link that when you download the new PSN firmware, it gives you a link to reset your password.
Mm-hmm.
It sends the link to the exact same email address that was previously hacked.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're like most people, then you would have thought to change your password.
Yes.
Some people didn't.
Yes.
But also, hackers managed to find an exploit where... If they went on as you and gave your email address and your birth date, of course they would send you the new password.
Mm-hmm.
But they could use a little exploit in the browser code, get that password, and instantly, once again, have control of your PlayStation Network account. Now, Sony's fixed it again. But before we get into the Welcome Back program, which, by the way, actually turned out to be far better than I thought it would
be. Oh, yeah. It was phenomenal. I mean, when we first recorded this segment,
It was crap.
It was crap, yeah. The Welcome Back program hadn't been announced yet, and we were throwing out ideas left and right. And actually, some of the ideas were taken. They didn't hear it, obviously, but...
Well, I assume they're spying on us.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know,
They don't want me to hack the PS3. Because...
They don't want you to go on Twitter and bitch and moan like you always do.
It gets results.
That's true.
Okay?
It does.
It gets results. Thank you, UPS. Anyway. But, I've lost my place now.
Not my fault.
Professionalism at its finest. The Geek Cave.
We're professionals?
We're finest? But let's talk
We're
about...
We're a
we? Let's talk about the downtime. Oh, we'll talk about the we later.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about the downtime. 22, 26, something like that, consecutive days.
I know.
Now, that would have been bad enough. But you've got PlayStation Plus subscribers.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been even worse.
Yeah.
But you've got people making independent games for the PSN store. That's also a loss of revenue. Yeah. Capcom was estimating they lost maybe millions of dollars. But, now, how long has Sony desperately wanted to be the lead console for game development?
Since day one.
Since the PS3 came out.
Yeah.
They finally got to be the lead console for Mortal Kombat
and
9.
And Portal 2.
And Portal 2. And what happens? The PSN goes down a week later. Holy balls, man.
Whoever perpetrated this had to have planned everything out meticulously, because, I mean, they couldn't have hit Sony at a worse time.
No.
And it seems like it was a two-pronged attack.
It was.
Because the first hack, if that's what you want to call it, got, you know, email address and birthdays and all that stuff. That information was then used in the second attack.
Yeah. And, you know, Anonymous, the internet tough guys over at 4chan, half of them are not claiming responsibility. The other half are claiming responsibility. Nobody really knows what's going on over there, and it's Anonymous. No one's going to know.
Yeah.
But let me just say, as far as the hackers go...
Can we blame Bin Laden?
We can blame Bin Laden.
Okay. Is it too soon?
It's not too soon. It's Bin Laden. Dude,
fair enough.
It's
yeah.
never going to be too soon. But, by the way, Captain America, great job.
Yeah.
He has a movie coming out.
That's true.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. But all that aside, I just want to send a little special message to the hackers. We hate you.
You suck.
We don't want you to, like, hack us. We're not saying that you can't hack us. We're just saying, look, any point you were trying to make is no longer being made. Because now you're just being little whiny assholes about it. I mean, what are they gaining out of this? I mean, credit card information, yeah, but who can't get that?
Yeah.
If they're trying hard enough. And plus, Sony, part of their welcome back program is going to take care of that.
Yeah.
It's like, at first they wanted to make a statement, but now it's just, with the second hack, it's just being a jerk. So, but anyway, PlayStation Network was down. We don't know yet the full effects of what it's going to be to Sony. Ironically enough, PS3 sales were up during that period.
I know, that is the weirdest damn thing ever.
Who knew? The hackers knew. Hey, that's what happened to the credit card information. Someone has built a Gundam out of PS3s right now. And unfortunately, it can't even play PS2 games. That's the sad part. So
there was I saw this.
It's one of the fighting Gundams.
Somebody took like 90 PS an absurd amount of PS3s, hotwired them together and made like a huge supercomputer, but yet they don't have backwards compatibility.
I personally am looking forward to seeing if anyone actually did turn theirs into a hibachi grill.
That would
like
be
we
awesome.
Saw in those photoshops.
That would
like
be awesome.
The Grillinator. The Kaz Hirai Grillinator.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we don't know yet what the full impact is going to be. We do know that Sony actually somehow sales went up, although in Europe, trade-ins went up as well, like by 200%, which is quite a jump for PS3s being traded in for 360s. Microsoft's had like the online gameplay advantage for quite a while. But Sony, as we said earlier, is finally starting to get their act together, and they're offering the Welcome Back program.
Yeah, it's actually very nicer than what we thought it was going to be.
Yeah, our initial thought was going to be maybe a couple of crackers, and here's a free month of PlayStation Plus, which would have been great, except for the fact that you don't get to keep anything you download on PlayStation Plus unless you continue to pay for PlayStation Plus.
Yeah. Here's what you get with the Welcome Back program. Once the PSN is fully restored to its glory...
Yeah, right now online play is back, but if you want the store... That's when the Welcome Back program starts, is shortly after the store comes back.
Yeah, because right now the store is still down.
And that's sometime in the coming days.
Yeah. You get to download two out of these following five games free. You get Dead Nation, Infamous, Little Big Planet, Super Stardust HD, and Wipeout HD and Fury.
So you did a Really, this is something that caught me by surprise. And there's five PSP games as well. I don't think we have the full list, but...
Yeah, I do, actually.
Okay, go for it.
You interrupted me.
Sorry.
You also get four PSP games. Little Big Planet for the PSP, Killzone Liberation, Mod Nation Racers, and Pursuit Force.
Yeah. Now, initial reaction to this list is wow.
Yeah.
Because these are not... You remember... Back in 07, Xbox Live went down for maybe like a week or something like that. It's funny how people tend to forget that.
Yeah.
And what did people get when it came back? They got like a 99-cent game for free.
Yeah, but it was down for how long?
A week.
Yeah.
Sony is giving away... you can get both two PSP games and two PS3 games if you have both systems. You can get a total of four retail games for free.
Yeah.
Plus, you know...
And there's some other stuff here. I mean, a selection of, quote, on us rental titles will be available at the PlayStation Network over one weekend where you can... When the video service is available, those titles will be announced soon. But, I mean, we're talking free movie rentals.
I am renting Sharks 3D so hard.
Sharktopus, here I come. 30 days free of PlayStation... Plus, for non-PlayStation Plus subscribers, existing PlayStation Plus subscribers will receive 60 days free. So that not only takes care of the month they were down, that's the following month. That is golden right there.
Throw an additional month on.
That is golden.
I think the part that intrigues me the most is the one free year of identity theft protection.
Yes, that is good. Existing... Unlimited Music Unlimited premium trial subscription members will receive an additional 30 days of free premium subscription. Additional 30 days plus time loss for existing members of Music Unlimited Platinum Basic subscribers for free of charge for existing members. And you also will be receiving 100 free virtual items, free content to be released soon, and you know just a bunch of other little.
Yeah,
things.
If you're in PlayStation Home or something, which if you are in PlayStation Home, please tell me how you manage to stay in there for more than 30 seconds, because it's so boring. But all that aside, I did the math, and it comes up to maybe like $104 worth of free stuff.
Yeah.
If you get two PSP games and the two most expensive PS3 games to download, Little Big Planet and Infamous alone
are worth it.
Holy crap, man. Free up some space on your hard drive and get those if you have it.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm getting Infamous and Wipeout.
I'm getting Infamous. I haven't decided what else I'm getting. I've already got Little Big Planet disc, so why download
it? I would recommend either Dead Nation or Wipeout. Super Stardust kind of disappoints me because over in Europe, instead of that, they get Ratchet and Clank Quest for Booty.
I know. What makes them so better than us?
I don't know. Maybe it's because they find the word booty funnier than we do.
I enjoy the word booty.
I mean, we're Americans. We should find that word as funny as hell.
Yeah.
But
I like it as both the treasure... and the curvaceous rump of a woman. I enjoyed both ways.
But and the PSP games, you know, you're getting a Little Big Planet, you're getting Mod Nation Racers.
I'm killing in here, folks.
We've got our the gentleman who's going to be on in our third segment is dying already. We haven't even got started yet. But, you know, Sony, I got to hand it to you. And Kevin Butler, I hope you're listening because we're going to tweet this to you as well.
Yes.
This was a good job.
Yeah.
This was a good job. Now, the next step is restoring your customers' faith, and that means actually having some damn usable firewalls up on your stuff.
And please remember these pearls of wisdom. Don't poke the bear.
No.
Don't taunt the hackers anymore.
Don't challenge the hackers, and Anonymous, if you guys are behind it, I think your message has been heard loud and clear. If you keep this up, you're only going to alienate those people that you claim to represent.
Yes.
So, all that to say, this segment's actually running almost up. So, real quick...
Yeah, we still got a couple more things to talk about, so let's just get to it.
Real quick, I'm going to do the really short review for Mortal Kombat 9. I got it for the PS3. Did not get to play it online. Surprise, surprise. Ha, ha, ha. Funny. Yeah. Kratos... A bit of a slow character. He's a tank. Still worth it. The game overall runs off the same engine Mortal Kombat vs. DC did, which means it's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Fatalities are back and bloodier than ever. A lot of bonus content. You're going to want to pick this game up. They've been putting it on sale every once in a while. You can get it for 40, sometimes 30. Mortal Kombat 9 is a return to form for the franchise. B+. The only reason I did not give it an A- is I have not played Portal 2 yet, and I know that when I do, that'll blow Mortal Kombat out of the water.
Yeah.
But if you have a choice between those two and you're not a first-person type gamer, get Mortal Kombat for the love of God and perform a fatality on someone you love. So that's Mortal Kombat 9. Highly recommended by the Deep Cave. Now, real quick, let's talk about something that's been on my mind, and yours, and everyone else who has ever heard of Mario or Link or Samus.
Who?
The Nintendo Wii was a phenomenal runaway success that many of us never thought would work. Let's face it, whenever they unveiled that controller, I believe the general consensus was, what the hell are they smoking and where can I get some? But instead, the Wii sold, you know, enough to, like, cover the U.S., cover the world in plastic. And the successor has been announced.
Yes.
We don't have a name. That will be coming at E3, which will be airing maybe about a week after this podcast does. E3 will happen. And then next month's Deep Cave, you will get our full extensive E3 breakdown. And we are going to nerd out so hard, you're going to need to bring protective wear.
Oh, yeah.
I will just say that. But as far as Nintendo goes, here's what we know. It's called Project Cafe. Codename is Stream. But it's supposed to have a faster processor and better graphics than the PS3 or the 360.
Yeah.
So Nintendo's finally coming after the hardcore gaming crowd. However, this is 4 or 5 years later, so it's cheap tech, which means when the PS4 comes out, or the 360 720, or the Xbox We Promise We Won't Fail system, it's going to be, once again, the stepchild. It's going to be the stepchild. But IGN...
No, it's going to sell.
Oh, yeah, well, Nintendo.
Yeah.
Mario and Zelda alone will keep them afloat.
Yeah.
Forever, if they want to. And IGN actually went and built one. They took the specs and they went and built one. And you should see the screenshots. It's actually quite good.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like a mess all put together, but the screenshots of the actual games are good, so you should find that on IGN.com if you can. I guess for point of topic, E3. Justin, what do you want to see out of Nintendo at E3? We know that there's going to be some crazy crap. I'm waiting for, like, at least a better idea of what games are coming for the 3DS, because the launch has been really stagnant.
Yes.
And June 16th cannot get here fast enough for Legend of Zelda. But when we come back, you are not going to want to miss the third segment. We have reviews of Thor, we have reviews of the Smallville finale, and we have a new segment for you that I guarantee you're going to love. More Geek Cave when we get back. The following sound story was produced by an employee from the Zimmer Radio Group. This was originally broadcast on News Talk 1310 102.9 FM KZRG and the Zimmer Radio Group of stations in Joplin, Missouri, of which I am an employee. 8 Zimmer Radio Group employees lost their homes, but it is nothing compared to what other people lost in the Joplin tornado. Again, if you want to help, helpjoplin.com or rebuildjoplin.org. Thank you.
We're good.
Okay.
I think we're gonna do it.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Bill Davis from the National Weather Service in Springfield, Missouri. First, I want to say my deepest sympathy for the people of Joplin, and I wish for brighter days for all the people here, because it's a very tragic event.
City's initial priority is to take care of the injured by completing a thorough search and rescue effort in cooperation with many of the area's emergency medical service personnel.
Show me what it's like.
The last one standing.
Teach me wrong from right.
Say it for me, say it to me, and I'll leave this life behind me. Say it if it's worth it.
tearing up the entire city on the south side of Joplin right now. This is Jeff Petrovsky, and it's a massive tornado, just massive destruction.
It's 360-degree apocalyptic destruction. 25% of this town and possibly even more has been destroyed.
It will probably be the single biggest, deadliest tornado in nearly 60 years.
A search and rescue efforts continue.
After assessing yesterday and this morning, we have raised the EF scale rating to greater than 200 miles an hour, and it is now an EF5 rating. This is the 8th deadliest single tornado on record.
At this time, we have recovered 2 people in the last 24 hours. Yesterday, we reported 7. It is sad news that I have to report our death toll has moved to 122 at this point in time.
You know, it's hard to even recognize any of the things you're used to seeing or where they were.
And all I need is you. Please, I'm calling.
This tornado tore a destructive path starting at the 28th and Schifferdecker area and moved eastward for approximately 6 miles. The path was at least 1/2 mile wide and possibly larger in other areas.
Looked like it was an apartment complex, was just completely gone. I mean, it looked like something from out of a movie.
The biggest thing that we've seen is people coming in looking for their loved ones. We've seen a remarkable number of folks that are looking for loved ones.
Fire people from all around the area, Oklahoma, I've seen them in Kansas and in Missouri, and they're all working together to make sure that everything running right, and they're doing the responsible thing, so we respect that.
We don't have anything, but a little bit is something that'll help us.
KCRG News Time, 6:58. 125 confirmed dead now.
Yeah, I heard that title last night.
No new survivors found yesterday, and no new fatalities were added at the end of the day yesterday. So 125 dead at this point.
And welcome back into the Deep Cave. I'm Darren.
I'm Justin.
And boy, do we have a treat for you.
Oh, yeah.
This is the movie segment, folks. And we've got a new guest. So, you know, I just think we should welcome him in the most Deep Cave way possible. Hey, Chad!
What?
It's Chad Savage with his random movie reviews.
Want to review a movie?
Oh, I got 3 of them for you today.
Oh, snap. Oh. That's 2 more than usual.
Is 2 more than ever.
I know.
Actually, if you want to be serious, it's 3
more than ever.
That's true.
In stereo.
Right.
Let's get to it.
Gentlemen, and I do use the term loosely, being my first time doing this, I'm going to give you 3 reviews. 2 of them will be short, just to give you an idea, an example of how I split up these movies. Basically, there are 3 designations. There are see it with friends, and don't be like me. Which is, be ashamed that you've seen this movie, because it really is not something you want to spend your time, money on.
And folks, let me just say, I've seen his movie collection, and yes, there is some stuff in there he should definitely be ashamed
there of. There are definitely some nuggets. I'm not going to say what those nuggets are made of.
Let's just say horses don't want them either. So, as we go, first up is the wonderful movie, The Wild Women of Wongo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so.
All right.
10,000 years ago, Mother Nature and Father Time decide to try an experiment in which they put beautiful women and ugly men on one side of an island. And then, far to the other side of an island, they have the beautiful men and the ugly women. It doesn't go well. When the two cultures meet, the women of Wongo, the pretty ones, they start getting all hot and bothered. And, of course, the beastly men of Wongo don't like this, and so they try to kill this beautiful man. Long story short, and let me tell you, it is a long movie. I could only find this movie on Google Video, and Google Video took it down.
Oh, wow.
You know it's bad.
The best character in the thing is the parrot. And that's exactly what he sounds like, too. This is a guy who had never heard a parrot squawk who's doing the voice of the parrot. The parrot knows more about what's going on than the people in the movie.
No, I am a parrot. Rock.
Sometimes.
Parrot noise.
But, at least it wasn't Gilbert Godfrey.
But over the course of this movie, the women decide that they need these beautiful men, and so they kidnap them.
As is right and proper.
This movie ends with the beautiful men of the villages turning, looking directly at the camera, and winking. This is the ending of this movie. This is not a good movie.
No.
The acting is wooden. The sets are terrible. At an hour and 12 minutes long, I still felt that they padded it out. This is a movie that would work better as a skit on Saturday Night Live. I mean, that's just the way it is.
I'm on a boat.
And yet, I want to tell you, see this with your friends. Because if Mystery Science Theater has not made fun of this, if Riff Tracks has not hit this up, then you and your friends need to.
Yes.
It is ripe for that
nice.
Level of humor and that kind of torture.
Did you bring it with you?
Like I said, I could only find
Google
it on
Video.
Google Video. I watched this when I needed something to fall asleep to one night. I couldn't sleep, and I found this movie. This movie ranks as the 25th worst movie of all time.
Oh.
And we'll get to the newer ones, or the worse ones later on
all
in the
right.
year, I'm sure. Next up is a movie, and I know both of you have seen it, and probably every single listener we have has seen this. Tell me, what was the first video game movie to truly disappoint you?
Oh, there's so many.
It's going to be a toss-up for me between The Wizard and Super Mario Brothers.
Mm. Super Mario Brothers, hands down.
Super Mario Brothers. It's the one that really got to us. It's the one that got us so excited that our favorite hobby was going to be made into our other favorite hobby.
Exactly.
And it just killed it. The only thing this movie got right was the brothers were plumbers.
Yeah.
I mean, when you get down to it, I mean, Koopa, what was he? He was a politically motivated do-no-gooder. His idea of world conquest was laughable.
So Dick Cheney.
Yes, Mario and Luigi Mario, they weren't any kind of heroes.
They weren't even Italian.
Leguizamo wasn't even close.
And quite honestly, Cars in the Mushroom Kingdom, well before Mario Kart ever came around, Mario walked, ran, jumped everywhere he went at the time this came out. I don't even think he was flying at this point.
I don't think so.
No, he wouldn't have even had that little boot thing.
This was all kinds of faster. It all kinds of bad. You wanted the movie to go faster. You wanted to fast forward just so you could hopefully see some kind of battle, and it never happened. Mm. The only good character in this whole thing, my opinion, Bob-omb.
Yes!
It was the only one that was actually accurate, too.
Yeah. That was the good character. And so I say, be ashamed if you've seen this.
No, believe me, every day I
watch
wake
it
up
with your friends only if you don't want them to be your friends anymore. This is the kind of movie that could end a marriage. This is the kind of movie that starts and ends wars. Because your enemies realize that you're insulting them, and so they want to fight, and then they realize they've been made to watch it, and they commit seppuku.
This is how we got Bin Laden. They snuck it into his porno collection.
That makes perfect sense.
He shot his own eyes out.
Aww.
Wait, how are you privy to that information?
And so...
What?
Uh-huh.
No disrespect to SEAL Team 6 or whoever took him out. Trust me, guys, you deserve all the praise you can get.
Yeah. Indeed.
Thank you, Bob Hoskins.
And so, this brings me to my last review of the day. And Did you know that there was another Mario movie?
What?
Huh?
In 1986, released in Japan only, limited release on VHS, never on Laserdisc, never on DVD, Super Mario Brothers, Peach Hime Kyushutsu Dai Sakusen, which basically comes to Super Mario Brothers, The Great Mission to Rescue Princess Peach. A Japanese cartoon movie released on July 20th, 1986. The only Mario game that was out at the time was the first one that was bundled with Duck Hunt.
Mm.
Wow.
So, tell me something. Would you have been able to live with a movie in which everything was right, but the boys were not plumbers?
What were they?
In this one, they're grocers. They run a grocery store.
Grocers.
Yes.
Huh.
They run, well, a general store, I guess I should say, because they have, like, boots and brooms and so on and so forth. But, to give you an idea, the movie opens with Mario playing the Famicom.
Nice.
Not Nintendo. Right. Famicom.
Yeah. Yeah. It is Japan. Yeah.
And the game that he's playing looks exactly like Super Mario Brothers if Mario used a bat. Suddenly, and quite honestly, this is the only time that we've ever seen Mario being a gamer.
Very true.
So, in terms of that, this is a good idea. Suddenly, the picture on his TV disappears, and he sees Princess Peach running and being chased by all the enemies from Mario 1. The Koopas, the Goombas, so on and so forth. And then all of a sudden, Peach jumps out of the TV, lands on Mario, and all of the villains come out. He vows to protect her, and then she's captured by Bowser anyway. And Bowser does look like a giant turtle dragon. So we have a real Bowser-ish kind of thing. When Mario comes to, he finds a small necklace that Peach had because Bowser drags her back into the TV. The next day, the brothers are working in their grocery store clerks, and Mario can't keep his mind on his work. Luigi notices the gem. He wants to sell it. Luigi in this, by the way, is portrayed as a really greedy unbatard. I mean,
why, Luigi?
Instead of being timid and frightened of everything, he's just greedy. He wants money all
over the
place.
He's just a D-bag.
And soon, this small little dog-like thing, it's like four circles looped together with a dog head. I mean, it's really weird looking. Hmm. Comes in, snatches the necklace, and runs away. Mario and Luigi chase it down and end up in the Mushroom Kingdom. The real Mushroom Kingdom. Not the one that we saw in the live action, but Mushroom Kingdom.
Yeah.
There, they're told by a wizard character that Bowser has taken over and that on Friday the 13th, he's going to marry Peach.
Okay? Nice call.
By finding the three powers, the Mushroom of Strength, the Flower of Courage, and the Yellow Star of Invincibility.
Wait a damn minute here.
The Mario Brothers will be able to defeat Bowser and save Princess Peach. And what you have then is a wonderful road movie of Mario and Luigi tracking down the Mushroom, the Flower, and the Star to defeat Bowser.
Nice.
This is the movie we should have gotten.
Yeah?
It is. And
wow.
If you can find it, my short statement, see it. The only place I was able to find it is on YouTube, where you can find some dubbed versions, but they're not very good because it was never released dubbed, and the only subbed versions you can find are fan-made subs. The best one that I was able to find was by a username QWERTY4UO, as in QWERTY, the number 4, UO, one word. And it's not perfect, but you'll get the gist of it. And quite honestly, it's a movie well worth seeing. It actually makes the Goombas not just cannon fodder. You know, if you're slow and weak, you got to be cunning.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They are the ones. It's a very good movie. I recommend it highly.
Wow. I can even live with the fact that they're not plumbers, because if they run a convenience store, they have to have plungers in there. That's close enough for me. Mm-hmm. If everything else is as good as you say, I'm cool with that.
Now, I guess I should also say, just lately, on the Escapist News Network, you guys know Movie Bob, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Movie Bob also has another one called The Big Picture. And in his latest Big Picture, as of this recording, he talked about this cartoon. He does a pretty good job of explaining what's in it, shows some footage. His opinion differs from mine. Yeah. He doesn't think it's quite as worth it as I do, but that's because I guess I see the live action and just kind of vomit a little into my mouth.
which is the appropriate response to that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the only video game movie that has had such a strong reaction was when they went into the first-person section of Doom, the movie.
Mm. Yes.
That was the only thing possibly worse.
That was the only part worth watching.
Oh. Now I'm sad.
Oh, the amazing and incomparable Chad Savage. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Cave.
Thank you, sir.
He's going to be a regular, folks. So
like it or love it, he's staying.
Get used to those dulcet tones. All right, well.
He's paid up through the end of the year.
He's renting the breakfast nook, ironically. But.
Got to have me someplace to have my snap, crackle, and pop.
But to the other movie review, Justin and I dragged our wives to see Marvel Studios' Thor. Thor.
Yeah, you mean Thor.
No, Thor. Thor. It's pronounced with a lisp.
Oh,
anyway.
Thor. We thaw Thor. It was awesome.
I'm a little Thor from cheering. We should stop that.
Yes, you should.
But anyway, Thor. The short review?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
The in-detail review? I don't know, Justin, what were your favorite parts? The slapstick humor.
The slapstick humor, yes. I paused because I was trying to process everything. There are so many good parts of the movie. But the fact that the minute Thor hits Earth, he gets hit by a car, he gets tasered,
yeah,
he gets drugged, and then he gets hit by a car again. That's within the first 20 minutes, folks.
And the circle is complete. And Natalie Portman, does the best job she's done since Pot of Mama Pandy Bear or whatever.
I still contest your dislike of. I mean, I dislike the movie. Don't get me wrong, but
I liked her.
Yeah,
in
she's
the movie.
A good actress, but there's only so much an actor or actress can do given the material.
You can only polish
a turd
so much.
Yes, it's still a turd.
Yeah, but
come on.
Yeah,
I mean, Raul Julia couldn't save Street Fighter. Sean Connery couldn't save Zardoz.
And damn it, they both
don't
tried.
Look that movie up, folks. Trust me. Not try to watch that.
Not true. Watch until Sean Connery shoots the camera.
Yes.
Then turn it off. And then you can turn it off.
But anyway, Thor, it's a little bit of a retelling. There was, for some godly reason, a controversy about the race of a particular character. Let me just say this right now, fanboys. Shut the hell up. Moving on.
I'd like to say something. For anybody who thought, why the heck is this guy playing this character, as soon as you watch it, you kind of sit back, giggle, and go, that's why.
I mean, it's well done. The acting is pretty good.
Yeah.
There's nice little nods to the other Marvel continuities, and it does set up the next movie, which is Captain America. Yeah. And Marvel's bringing it this summer.
Yes, they are.
Warner Brothers is going to have to step up. However, they've got a couple big guns coming.
Oh, yeah.
So, my short review of Thor, watch it.
Yes.
And if you've seen it, watch it again.
Yes.
I believe Justin is in agreement with me on this.
Yes.
And Chad's just sticking his thumb up, so he's either trying
to... Oh, two thumbs, there you go.
He's either trying to hail a taxi, or he agrees with this as well.
No, if I want to hail a taxi, I stick my leg out.
Ah!
It's a nice leg.
Yeah, I'll take your word for it.
The other one I have to detach.
He just throws it at the cab.
Oh.
Hops up to it.
The next Deep Cave, we're also going to have a review of Green Lantern.
Yes.
And... I'm really looking for. I know, right? I'm really looking forward to this movie.
this is the next Geek Cave. We are either going to be so excited or we are going to be so pissed off,
and you'll be able to tell really quickly. We might even do that first. Who knows?
Yeah. All right. We can't wait. We got it.
But anyway, Green Lantern, and then in July, Marvel's bringing us Captain America, and then a week later, Warner Brothers responds with Harry Potter and a Big Bag of Money Part 2.
Yeah, so, I wonder who's going to win that battle. America's First Avenger or Harry Potter?
I'm going to see both. But
oh, yeah, I'm going to see both, too. But I predict that Harry Potter is going to wipe the floor with Captain America.
Yeah, Cap's going to have a big week. All right, and finally, one more review for you. This was the end of an era. Smallville, after 10 years. Most of us were surprised it made it past 5, but after 10 years of being on the air, Smallville came to an end.
Yes.
And
what an end it was, folks.
Yes, we, again, forced our wives to watch, and my God, was that ending great.
Yes.
The whole, I mean, I had a few, and we're not going to give you any spoilers, because if you haven't seen it, you need to.
Actually, I have one spoiler. Clark Kent becomes Superman.
No! Ugh. Well, sorry for that, folks.
Thanks
for
spoiling it for everyone else.
I said I have one spoiler. I paused. They had plenty of time to turn it off.
Yeah, but how do they know when to start back up? Now, everything you say after that, your listeners who haven't heard...
could potentially be a spoiler. And
Bruce Wayne is Batman.
Son of a...
Well, there goes Dark Knight Rises.
Oh,
by the way, you know, we do have a couple other things to talk about Warner Brothers movies anyway. But quickly back to the Smallville point. Clark embraces his destiny. We don't necessarily get the big final fight we wanted to see with Darkseid, but what they did pull off, especially when you consider all they pull off in the show with the budget they have.
Yes, you have to remember, folks, this isn't a movie. This is a television show.
Fantastic episode.
Yes.
Cannot praise it enough. Yep. Smallville started off great and ends great. Now, it got crappy in the middle, but... if you sat through it for 9.5 up to 10 seasons, if you sat through it the whole way, it's a very satisfying ending. So we can't praise, and you know, Tom Welling and the whole cast did a fantastic job. It was good to see John Schneider back. It was good to see a lot of the characters back. So
it's, to see Lex back.
It was good to see Michael Rosenbaum again.
Yeah.
He was the high point for me for the first half of the episode. He was the highlight. So
I wondered, did they actually shave his head?
You'll have to, only his barber knows for sure. So, but good job to the Smallville finale. Now, on to other DC TV news. It looks like the world was not ready for Wonder Woman just yet.
Yeah.
NBC has passed on the Wonder Woman show being done by David E. Kelly. And we would have a mock funeral for it, except from reading parts of the script, it might have been for the best. C'est la vie. At least Chuck got another season.
Yay.
So there's that. I'm going to date myself here. I haven't seen it. I have not seen Chuck. And finally, IGN released an image from The Dark Knight Rises. We got a look at Bane. Sort of, yes. What are your thoughts?
I'm reserving complete judgment until I see the movie.
For Chad Savage and Justin White, tune in next month. You are gonna love our E3 review and our Green Lantern review. Until then, I'm Darren Wright. Thanks for joining us in the Geek Cave. Everyone's a geek for something.